For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. On July 23, 1967, tensions in Detroit boiled over into what came to be known as the Detroit Riots. By the time the unrest ended several days later, 43 people were dead, more than 1,000 were injured, and 2,000 buildings were destroyed. The Detroit Tigers were hosting the New York Yankees on that first day, and one young African-American Tiger star who had grown up in Detroit tried to bring calm to the chaos at the intersection of 12th and Claremont, the epicenter of the riot, while still in uniform. Willie Horton tells his story of July 23, 1967.
Well, that's true. I remember we had a doubleheader with the Yankees, and I think I hit a home run the first game. And the second game, they called us off and said we all go home for our safety. But before that, you could see this smoke. I didn't know it was just dark. And you could look to the right field area back down, and that was 12th Street back in that area. And then the guy said we got to go, a riot broke out, and they want us to go on for our and they let us know when we resumed playing, which we did. We had to go to Baltimore that weekend. But when I went in the clubhouse, I don't know, at the time, I didn't know why I did, but, you know, some things you don't have no control over. I didn't think about taking a shower. I didn't think about anything. All I said, well, I put my street belt clothes in my duffel bag, and I got in my car, and I drove to the riot and tried to bring peace. And I look back over that, and I think about the people's concern of Willie getting hurt. And that gave me life that I got to get involved beyond the field. They said, go home for your—but I'm trying to bring peace, and I was trying to— in my word, I don't know the words, but the word I said to them, but I try to tell them, you know, it's a reason as a riot. It's no reason to take and burn down your stores, your business, and loot in your stores and et cetera. You're getting away from the purpose of it. But the riot, to me, is starting inflating like one about a year before that, and it just led up to that one particular night. And then as I look back, I think my involvement in the riot started back my involvement in experience of segregation when I left home as a kid in Lakeland, Florida, when I got off the bus and I had to walk downtown Lakeland to Tiger Town. To me, I thought they were playing a joke on me. I thought you heard about when you leave home, you have rookie jokes and they play on. I said, well, get my duffel bag and I walk. But when I got out there as a kid, I can't think of his name, that we played city ball together. A white kid, and we've been knowing each other all this time, and they wouldn't let us room together, and then I never forget it. I had to go to the third dorm, and that's where on the last floor they had all the Spanish and black guys on the third floor, and then you didn't pay that much attention to it, cause when you're around kids, you just do things, you just think that the place is full, but then when me and Mickey Stanley one day we went to see the big league team play. And the guy, Usher, told me I had to go in right field and set and Stanley. And so we decided we walked back to the ballpark. We didn't stay. We went walked back to Tiger Town. And it's something I look at that now, how far it is. But when you're a kid, you just walk. But then the next year I was in the big league, I went to that same Usher. And I asked him, now, what position you want me to play? So, you know, I just took things like that and made me a better person when I got involved. And from that incident in Lakeland, and I got involved down there and helped pick at the Polk Theater and getting involved with other civil rights movement, that it helped me got ready for the future and the riot. But if I'm gonna never had that walk, I never met Bob Hope. I remember Ernie Harwell taking me home, and he lived in Clearwater, Florida, feeding me and explaining to me about the future, him and George Kell. I didn't understand what he was talking about. I just wanted to play baseball. And then I was very fortunate. I got introduced to Hank Greenberg and what he had to go through as a Jew. And so I'm saying I was blessed during the time that the good Lord put me in people's hands, got me ready for things that I'm doing and continue doing today beyond the field.